For the past 3 weeks, some 500 tribal and political leaders in Afghanistan have been meeting in a huge tent on a heavily guarded university campus in Kabul, the capital. They're trying to reach agreement on a new constitution for a country devastated by nearly a quarter century of warfare and chaos. By all accounts, the meeting has not gone smoothly. The debate has been marred by heated arguments between representatives of the ethnic Pashtun majority and the Tajik, Uzbek, and other minorities who live mostly in the northern part of the country. Carlotta Gall is a reporter for the New York Times in Kabul. Explain the ethnic fault lines that have emerged at this Constitutional Congress.
It's pretty fascinating. After 2 weeks of discussions, we've now got a real divide between the Pashtuns from the south, who largely support President Hamid Karzai and his constitution, which calls for a strong presidency, and the northern tribes, who are smaller ethnic groups, namely the Tajiks, the Hazaras, who are Shia, and Uzbeks in particular, but also Turkmens and some more. They have gathered in a group who are now against the majority Pashtun. So it's really divided the floor and the debate on ethnic lines. And the ethnic minorities are demanding language rights and certain other amendments to the Constitution to give them more of a share in power.
The main obstacle so far has been over the powers of the presidency. Is that issue still unresolved, and what are the other major disputes?
Well, the presidential system has been largely accepted by the Loya Jirga. The debate then turned to whether Parliament should have more control over the president. That has been going back and forth, and now finally they have agreed some small controls, parliamentary controls over the president, but this presidency remains a strong one.
What are outside players such as the United States and the United Nations doing to try to resolve the impasse?
They're trying to play a quiet role. The UN is in there, but they're just there to facilitate and organize, and they're helping doing the ballot papers and so on. More important, I think, is Zalmay Khalilzad, the U.S. ambassador. He is meeting almost daily with the key players to try and resolve things. And I think there are other international players. The European Union representative is also in there a lot discussing. And I think the international community is just trying to gently guide and push to explain that if you don't have a constitution that makes sense, then you're going to have more problems down the road. And also I think they are pushing to have enough of a pro-Western constitution that doesn't alienate or scare off the international community, who are so badly needed for their funding and their aid. So they are there, and they are talking behind the scenes. On the other hand, a lot of them say, we don't know what's going on, we don't control anything, we don't even know why this happened today or that happened, because it's very much an Afghan affair.
What would be the consequences if the whole thing broke down?
Well, the UN have said it doesn't matter so much. There is the 1964 constitution, which they've been using for the last 2 years. So there is a law that they can go by. But I think far more it would be damaging for President Karzai. This is the one major democratic step this year he's supposed to take, and there's supposed to be elections next year. If he doesn't have a constitution, he can't really go forward with that. So it'll look like Afghanistan is still a shambles. So I think that would be a big blow to him. And also, if they push through a constitution that a lot of people are not happy with, then I think you have a large portion or a certain percentage of the country not supporting it, and you've got really an unsatisfactory democratic process, which will drag the whole process of elections next year down. So it's quite a nerve-wracking moment for a lot of Afghan politicians and leaders, because they know they must get this through.
Carlotta Gall is a reporter for the New York Times in Kabul.